Hey, Seth, what are we up to now?
We are walking through a fishing village to... I'm not sure exactly, but the guy wanted to show us something.
I don't really remember either, but we'll explore it together.
Sounds like a plan.
This is Chelenham Fishery Harbor that we're walking into. Lots of auto rickshaws, a lot of boats out in the harbor, a lot of trucks, people selling fish. Looks like somebody just ran over somebody else. Or something fell off the back of a motorcycle. Oh yeah, fish all over the ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chelenham village, and this is where we are getting some fresh fish, and there will be very many takers. These trucks have come to buy fish from the fishermen, and in between fishermen and the buyers, there is middlemen, and there will be auctioning of fish. And it is when there is large quantity of fish coming to the shore, I mean, the demand will be less, so there will be small price. Now, today is such a day, more fish is coming. So if you want to eat fish, fresh fish, this is the day for you.
Who are the middlemen here?
Yeah, the person who is calling out.
Okay,
these
the
people are in fact bringing the fish. They are fishermen.
Yeah.
And there are buyers. Buyers means merchants of fish. Merchants are doing their business in markets all over. They bring the trucks here, buy fish from this area, and to act between the fisherman and the buyer, there is a middleman, and he get a commission. If you are selling 100 rupee fish, he will get 10 rupee or 20 rupees, 10% or 20%. That is the how it. And the buyer need not pay the money immediately, because there is a hypothecation system. So that is the reason why these buyers are depending on the fishermen more, because fishermen buyers are always doing their business with others' money.
Is that? I'm noticing a lot of notebooks. Is that why what
yeah,
they're doing is
you
taking
notes?
You
will not see any actual cash exchange here. Cash is paid later. Maybe at the end of the day, maybe at the end of the week, etc. So there, this credit facility is available.
That seems hectic. So they're keeping notes of each buyer who maybe comes here every day.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the week, they settle up their accounts and continue on.
Wow. So Bido wants to buy fish. Somehow he's just wanting to buy fish. We were thinking, okay, you buy the fish. Can he give that fish to your family?
Are Why not?
Vegetarians
yeah.
Or
yeah.
They
are non-vegetarians.
Okay, lovely. So we can buy fish and we can give them
fish. A good idea.
Thank you. It's like, I'm going to buy fish.
Bido, I hear you're buying some fish.
I am buying some fish. We'll offer it to the family. We're going to, just as a gift. And we verified the eat fish, so it's all perfect.
All right, we're following a gentleman to buy 1 kilo of mackerel from him. Yeah, there seems to be, from what I'm picking up on, some people who sell like wholesale to resellers who take it to markets.
Yes.
But it seems like this man can sell individual retail. Good morning. In the back of his auto rickshaw, he has a few buckets of ice with mackerel inside.
Thank you, sir. How much?
200.
200 rupees?
This is Manikutan. He's a seller, in fact. He comes to my village for selling fish to my family. Not me. My family. So he comes every week two times in front of our house in this auto rickshaw. And because of the reason that he is selling fresh fish, which is not available in our area, fresh fish. It comes from the market. And we do not use any preservatives to preserve fish. Instead of anything, I mean, just there's some ice. Otherwise, now other chemicals are used. So we trust him a lot. So that is why I have recommended you to buy fish from him. Manikutan, thank you.
Okay.
See you.
Shukriya.
Yeah.
You know, we Indians, why we prefer eating with our fingers and not use spoon and fork? Because they say, according to Ayurveda, the science, you know, traditional science, they say that these tips have certain kind of, how do I put it, enzymes, which enhances the food taste, and that's why you eat it with the fingers. We eat, you know, and it will taste far more better because you are touching it with your body and you're making a connection to your body and soul just while you're eating the
just
food.
Just instead of just like...
Yeah, instead of just dumping it with a spoon. So here we are. We have appams here, a very traditional Kerala dish. It's called rice appams. If you need recipes, I charge 100 rupees per...
per item?
Yeah. So that's appams. This is called as avial. This is vegetable stew. It's made in coconut milk and with chunks and chunks of vegetables in it. This is, of course, pork vindaloo.
Pork?
So, pork. So if someone has restrictions, please do not eat this. This is called avial. Again, a very, very traditional dish. Very nutritious because they use lots of veggies and grated coconut on it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The salad,
oh, no.
And a very, very unique dish here, a pineapple curry. Yeah, a pineapple curry. This is going to be slightly sweet and tangy to the palate.
Sweet and tangy. Oh.
Yeah. But go for the pineapple curry. That's very
yeah.
unique. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
Right now we're on a boat cruise through the backwaters of Alappi or Alappuzha. We're on a what seems to be about 15-20 meter boat. It's a network of canals that are below sea level and are full of fresh water.
Traditionally, conventionally, this was a beautiful place. Later, people who have in Kerala there was shortage of food grains once upon a time, maybe about 100 years back. And Maharajas of this region asked people to come here and reclaim land from the lake and start cultivating rice to fight famine. That was how all these rice fields became an important factor of these water bodies. And those rice fields are created from the lake. And these Maharajas never had the men and material to do the gigantic job of reclaiming such vast land. And he also had no idea how they could do that. But the very adventurous people from this area have traveled all over Kerala. They were travelers. They used to visit regions in the world. And they found in Holland, people were reclaiming land from the sea and cultivating very many different types of crop there. And that these very indigenous people from this area made possible here by adopting the same methodology. Instead of using very sophisticated machines, they used to use one type of a wheel. Using wheel, they have reclaimed the land slowly, from a small area slowly, then from a large area. So that was how the whole culture of this area changed. Rice became part of their way of life. These two attractions, the natural beauty and the rice fields, is attracting very many people to come here and enjoy this way of life, learn from this way of life, inspire from this way of life. That is what people have started to come here. Now it is a tourist place.
What do you think of this, Yosef?
Of what?
This whole experience in the canals and the backwaters.
Oh, it's an amazing experience. We are getting to understand Kerala in a different way. You know, how sustainability works, how the government works, how it has benefited the community, how it started, how it's a communist ideology party, but it has developed their own ideas throughout the time and have been developing in order to be better for the society and better for Kerala, which have really result in a good percentage. I found really interesting that 60% of the population of Kerala has university studies. So yeah, and this is an amazing experience. We can also, while we learn, we are relaxing, and when while we are relaxing, we are also enjoying and having fun.
Yeah,